Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community In Depth. We are talking in the first part of September, and that means that Prescott Days is right around the corner, and we want to hear all about it from Casey Johnson. She is with the Prescott Area Chamber of Commerce, and we can't wait to hear what's up for Prescott Days. Great to chat with you. Thanks for calling in today, Casey.
Yeah, thanks for having us again, of course.
Well, so tell me a little bit about this event.
Yeah, so it's been going on for a while, and this year we have our Flooding the Streets Prescott theme.
I love that.
But you're going to honor the rivers.
Okay, but you're going to flood them in a positive way.
Correct. Yeah, I mean, you know, not to jump to the celebration on Sunday, but we do have in the parade quite a few exciting floats that have taken that theme on and exactly that, a very positive way. So we can, I'll fill you in a little bit later on that.
Well, we'd love to hear that. But first of all, I know that things have been already going on. Tell us about the medallion hunt, because that has started and it's actually finished.
Yeah. So each year, the Prescott committee, Prescott Days committee does is we have a local vendor that creates this bronze medallion, and typically it's imprinted with whatever the theme image for that year is, and then someone hides it just anywhere in Prescott. Clues are leaked out over through the paper and on Facebook, and this year it only took three clues.
Uh-oh.
Before a father-son team, Bob and Dalton Zibrod, wound up finding the medallion this weekend.
Oh my gosh.
Underneath the stairs on the way down towards the docks. So that was underneath there. They had to dig around a little, but so you won a big prize. And but it's a good way to kick it off and get people to search high and low throughout the community.
And maybe go to parts of Prescott you've never been.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, the clues get a little more creative, and then they start to, you know, clue people in a little more. But, so in the past, like, it's been hidden at the park, at Freedom Park, or over by the schools and all. But, so this year we, you know, trying to create the theme about flooding the streets and getting people to pay attention to the water there. So
tell us a little bit about what else is planned, because this event actually kicks off on Thursday night, the 5th.
Correct, yeah. So the Lions Club sponsors the middle school dance. So the first dance for the middle school starts Thursday night in the Lions Club, and donations that go to one of their committee sponsors is a Camp Needlepoint, which is children that live with diabetes. So it's for a good cause, and, you know, the admissions, the game, and prizes that are sold at the party. But yeah, so it sort of kicks off with the kids on Thursday, and then we start off bright and early. Well, I guess Friday afternoon stuff starts to kick off, and some typical evening events and some contests for the kids and some stuff for the parents. And then Friday night's going to be our big Prescott Street Dance with Tim Siegler this year.
Oh, wow.
I know, yeah, he's a local favorite. So a lot of people were hoping to be interested and want to head down to the Merkard Mill Park down there by the river for that on Friday night.
Well, tell us about some of the day activities on Friday.
Yeah, so Friday afternoon we have a couple of the local businesses that will be doing some fun games. So Churchill actually starts out with their Taste of Churchill, and they wind up having a handful of their distributors and vendors come by and set up outside. There's also going to be food and drink, but they did last year and are going to do again this year the dunk tank. So the coaches from the high school and middle school athletic departments wind up being the guys and gals in the dunk tank, which obviously creates a lot of willing participants to come by and try to dunk their favorite coach.
I think that's fine.
Yeah, they're raising money for the students. But, and hopefully the weather is going to be great this weekend. So, and then we do a punt, pats, and kick contest for the younger kids, so 8 to 13, that's sponsored by the Knights of Columbus over at the school. Like every other Friday, Borner Farm's going to be doing their pizza night again. So it's kind of a good way to kick off the weekend And go check that out at Borner Farm.
And if people haven't done that before, that is just an incredible little place. Explain it to us.
Yeah, so Borner Farm is just, I mean, right in the heart of Prescott, which is, you know, seems a little hidden, but it's homegrown, so from farm to table. And they've sort of, I think, you know, for better or worse, gotten a little too popular. So right now you do need to make a call. You need to call ahead and make a reservation. And they have the different types of pizzas that they provide each night online ahead of time, so you can call in, put your order in. But yeah, and then you eat right there. You can, you know, you bring your own chair and blanket and hang out there. And they have beer and wine and water and tea for everyone available there. Yeah, it is. It's quite the experience, right? Yeah.
On Friday nights, and if you haven't done it, they're still doing it through the fall.
That's right.
Yes.
There's a few more weekends left. So
that's Friday. So Friday's going to be great. Saturday, I've got to say, bright and early, I know, at 9:30. What? You're having Vikings, Minnesota Vikings cheerleaders? Can I tell you, this is Packer country. Are you going to have some protective detail on these women?
Yeah, well, let me just tell you, it even starts even earlier on Saturday.
Oh, do tell.
Fishing contest.
Oh.
So between the Sportsman's Club and then the Fishing Club, Jason Brazzali runs that contest. So registration starts as early as 5:30 Saturday morning.
Oh.
With the contest from 7 to noon down at the Prescott boat launch. So they require, you know, having your Prescott Days button, and there are raffle tickets as well that are being sold by most of the businesses around town. So if you get your Prescott Days button, you get into some of these things at a little bit of a discount, like the Prescott Days street dance on Friday night. If you have your button with you, it's $5 versus $10.
Where can we get a button?
Well, most of the businesses are kind enough to sell those at their establishments. The chamber office has them as well, and you know, and so that and Patax and places that you can just walk in, and most of the restaurants and businesses have buttons and raffle tickets. So yeah,
great.
But yeah, and then our typical, we have a fun run in the morning on Saturday, and then we wind up getting the downtown winds up being blocked off for the 20th annual car show. So I guess that tells us how long this has been going on. 20 years. So the car show, we have over close to 50 vendors that will be set up along Broad Street downtown there, and then the car show winds up being in the street, so you can shop and eat and view the cars on Saturday morning. So that runs from about 8 to 3 p.m. And then for the kids, we wind up having up by the middle school and Lions Club Park, they're doing Prescott Days children events from 10 to 2 p.m. So there's a lot of the, you know, petting zoo and some interactive games, carnival games. There's more concessions and food up there. There's face painting and all that. So a lot of times, you know, parents can hang out downtown and enjoy the car show and send the kids on up to all the games up by the middle school. So it's kind of, it works out for everybody.
And it's really a whole town event. That's what I love about it. So let's get, so Sunday, what happens on Sunday, please?
Well, Sunday. Yeah, so Sunday we wind up sort of capping off the weekend with the Prescott Days Parade. And we starts at 2 p.m. We have close around 50 entries this year again. Hopefully, might get a few more that trickle in, which is always good. But we're right around 50 people this year, 50 organizations.
Love
and
it.
And the parade starts at 2 o'clock. Over by Orin and Canton Road, and then swing through and by the middle school and on down Cherry that way. So we ask that our, you know, attendees, the lineup is at 1 o'clock, the parade starts at 2, so everybody should grab a seat, find their blanket, hang out in their neighbor's yard. But hopefully, again, like I said, we'll have some good weather, and we've got quite the good group this year, I think, with the high school and middle school marching bands being involved.
Wonderful.
Yeah, the high school dance team. And like I said, again, the flood in the streets. So we actually, Lucille's, one of the restaurants downtown in Prescott, is going to have quite the fun theme of flood in the streets with love, throwing, you know, doing bubbles and playing some good, hippie, groovy, peace, love, and happiness kind of music. So it was kind of I like the take on that.
I do too.
Yeah.
So your grand marshal this year is Cindy Hayes Cashman. Can you tell our listeners about her?
Yeah, Cindy, you know, every community needs a Cindy Cashman, I think. She has been in business with the Heritage, her hair salon here in Prescott for years now, 30-some years in business. And, you know, it's nice when you own a small business, but, you know, she just, you know, it's more than that for her. She has done so much volunteering. She's battled cancer herself a few times, unfortunately, but each time, you know, she's just so strong, and she comes out and has been supportive of different cancer organizations. She's always around to help out with the food pantry and does the food drive, you know, and so no matter sort of what she's doing or how she's feeling, she really is so positive, and we just really couldn't think of anyone better to sort of represent Prescott and what it means to be part of the community and to give back to the community. So we are really excited that she was available and able to participate this year. So so she will lead off the parade as the grand marshal, and then we'll be part of the on the grandstand with us to help do some of the judging for most humorous. I think there's a few other. I mean, we'll give one best music. So a few different prizes that the awards that the judges will be giving out.
And is she still looking to sell her business, Heritage?
Yeah, she is. I think ideally for Cindy, she's ready to retire and just, she's enjoyed being a business owner, I think she's ready just to kick back and take a few shifts when she's ready to do hair and, but not own the business. So yes, the Heritage Salon is open for, up for sale, and there is a living quarters and all that goes along with it. But I think it's out there now. The realtors are working on that, and they've had a few people look at it.
Great.
So hopefully her retirement plan is coming together.
Oh, I hope so too. You know, it's something we forgot to talk about, which is happening on Saturday night or at 5 o'clock, is this baseball helicopter drop. What?
Yeah.
What the heck is that? It sounds very dangerous.
Well, yeah, so make sure you're looking up. But yeah, this will be the first year that the Crazy About Baseball, our cab group that has done so much to update and renovate and modernize the baseball field, the fire hall field there. So what they've decided to do is there are going to be two 200 baseballs that will be dropped.
What?
$50 a piece. So for $50, you have a chance of, you know, quite a big pot of money. So the helicopter will fly up in the air. They've got all the baseballs. And when they drop one, the closest one to the stake or to the pin, you know, wins a percentage of the money raised. But again, all going, you know, to help renovate and update and upgrade the baseball field there. But the even more exciting part is after that part is done, then you can purchase the helicopter ride after that part's done. So,
nice.
So basically stick around for that. But yeah, it'll be fun. It's definitely something different this year. And again, going back to just, you know, renovating and updating things around town and I think drawing more people into the space there at the Fire Hall Field and for our Prescott Pirates and for our Legion Ball and for our varsity and JV high school baseball team. So
it's going to be so fun. I mean, that's going to be just great to watch.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, so that's going to be on Saturday the 7th. What else is going on? After the parade, does it kind of shut down or?
I think we're kind of all exhausted by that.
No kidding.
Right, on Saturday, I mean, on Saturday there's a variety of sort of disc golf tournaments or bag tournaments, different kinds of groups that, you know, sponsor meat raffles or different activities throughout town. So you really can find something for everyone, something at any time of the day over the weekend. And, you know, it's just such a great way to get out and see people and see all the kids and families out there and, you know, run into your neighbors and people around town. So,
right.
So there really is. But by the end of the parade, the fire hall does a final raffle at the end of that and finishes out the event that weekend. And then we all go home and take naps.
No kidding. No kidding. Let's talk about all the great restaurants that are on Broad Street and around.
Yeah. So most of the vendors, most of the restaurants will have a booth out that day and a variety of foods that'll participate. So like Prescott Roadhouse, Lucille's, Broad Street, No Name, Muddy's. I'll just go through the list here. I mean, but, you know, even we've got other people like, you know, River City Stitch that'll have their booth outside. Mm. Prescott's Chiropractic that's down there. Papa T's will be out and about.
Yum.
Even the Orange Dragon Art Gallery will have some space and be selling some of their art and gifts. But yeah, I mean, a lot of good food. Obviously, there's always the cheese curd booth, which apparently sells out within no time, so you should probably start there first.
This is good to know.
The kitchen table will have some stuff out there, Enrique's as well. So yeah, pretty much everyone gets involved in some form or fashion, and like I said, it's just a great way for the businesses to be able to showcase what they can do and bring in some new customers.
Oh, we can't wait for Prescott Days. And again, flooding the streets. Prescott Days 2019 goes September 5th through the 8th. And take part in as much or as little as you are able, because there's something for everybody. We're so grateful. Thanks for calling in today, Casey Johnson with the Prescott Area Chamber of Commerce. And if people have any questions, where would you say that they should get all their information besides KDWA?
Yeah, so PrescottDaze.com. You can go to PrescottDaze.com, and it should list the calendar events and any sort of contact information and registration there.
Wonderful. We hope it's a great, great weekend, and thanks so much for calling in. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7, KDWA in Hastings.